Trump, U.S. will work with Iran to remove enriched uranium, charge tolls on Strait of Hormuz. By Nick Gilbertson on April 8, 2026. President Donald Trump announced Wednesday morning the United States will work with Iran to remove enriched uranium from the destroyed sites bombed in Operation Midnight Hammer last June. Trump detailed the plan in a Truth Social post on the heels of the two-week ceasefire announced Tuesday night. The United States will work closely with Iran, which we have determined has gone through what will be a very productive regime change, he wrote. There will be no enrichment of uranium, and the United States will, working with Iran, dig up and remove all of the deeply buried B-2 bombers, nuclear dust, he added. The United States bombed three sites in June, Natanz, Fordo, and Esfahan, as Breitbart News reported. He added that Space Force has been monitoring the enriched uranium buried at the sites. It is now, and has been, under very exacting satellite surveillance, Space Force. Nothing has been touched from the date of attack. We are, and will be, talking tariff and sanctions relief with Iran. Many of the 15 points have already been agreed to, he added. In a Wednesday morning discussion with ABC News Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl, Trump also said the United States could potentially partner with Iran to charge tolls through the Strait of Hormuz. This morning, I asked President Trump if he's okay with the Iranians charging a toll for all ships that go through the Strait of Hormuz. He told me there may be a joint U.S.-Iran venture to charge tolls, Carl wrote in a post X. We're thinking of doing it as a joint venture. It's a way of securing it, also securing it from lots of other people, Trump said, according to Carl. It's a beautiful thing. Trump said in his ceasefire announcement Tuesday night that the U.S. sees Iran's 10-point proposal as a workable basis on which to negotiate. Almost all of the various points of past contention have been agreed to between the United States and Iran, but a two-week period will allow the agreement to be finalized and consummated, he added.